Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Captain Hunter's Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for taking this ride along with me and with us. As the new segment that we have started, we're going to be doing a little bit of life coaching, helping you to become the best you that you can be. That way you can affect your family. That way your family can affect your community, your neighborhood, your church, your civic organization, your city, your town, your state. And we flow on ripple effect and all that kind of good stuff. So that's what we got going on today. And that is what we're going to focus on going forward. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So in this segment, I want to talk about three different things to start off with. But before we get to those three different things, make sure that you please rate, subscribe, and share, whether you're listening to iTunes or Spotify or Spreaker, Breaker, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, no matter where you're listening to this podcast at, please take the time to rate it, to subscribe to it, and share it with your friends, your family, your neighborhood, tell your coworkers about the podcast. Do what you got to do to get this message out there, especially now that we're doing a little bit more of life coaching and helping you to become the best you that you can be. We're not always going to focus on law enforcement. We're also going to focus on life coaching, life building, and making sure that you're the best you that you can be. And also remember that you can support the podcast through PayPal, through Venmo, through Cash App, CPTL Hunter for PayPal, Cash App, and Venmo. Go over to patreon.com and there you can find Captain Hunter's podcast and make sure that you support the podcast in order to keep this podcast going and growing. Thank you so much in advance of your support. So I want to get into it today. Like I said, I want to make these sessions short and sweet, something to the point that you can remember, that you can take with you for your midweek encouragement, something that can carry you through these times and in these circumstances. And let's just start off with our homework assignment that we have for last week. Every week, going to give a homework assignment, and I want to see where you are with your homework assignment. Do you remember the homework assignment? That's right. I'm looking at you. Through the computer screen, through your phone, I'm looking at you. Did you do your homework assignment? What is it that you want to do? Have you thought about starting a business? Is there a martial arts class that you wanted to start? A musical instrument you wanted to learn to play? Is there a hobby that you always wanted to pick up but you are afraid? Did you want to go back to school and just don't have the finances? What is it that you want to do? So that was the first homework assignment. So right off of the bat, I'm going to give the second homework assignment for this episode. And that homework assignment is, what's stopping you from doing those dreams? Whatever it is you wrote down before about what you want to do, what's stopping you? What's stopping you from doing what you want to do? Is it finances? Listen, that gets in everybody's way. Some people want to go back to school, want to go back to college. But however, finances are standing in people's way. I understand that. I was an adult learner, if you will, myself. Went back to school in my 30s, late 30s, and didn't finish into my early 40s. But I thought it was necessary in order to get me to where I wanted to be. And also my own personal sense of satisfaction and achievement. Is it time? Is time preventing you from doing what you want to do? I don't have time to take a martial arts class. I have kids. I don't have time to learn to play the violin. I got too much work going on. I'm working 60, 70, 80 hours a week. I don't have time. So we want to talk about all these type of things and making sure one of the most important things is finding time for yourself. So ask yourself, what's stopping you from achieving those goals? We'll dive into this next week as well, is how can you remove those barriers, right? If we identify, first of all, what we want to do, now we know what's stopping us. And the third point of this going forward is going to be, how do we remove those barriers, right? So on this week, we just want to focus on what's stopping you from taking those classes, beginning that hobby, going back to martial arts, starting that routine, that diet routine that's going to help you lose and sustain that weight loss. Whatever it is that you want to do, what's stopping you from doing those things? So identify those things, right? Just real quick and easy. It could take you 5 seconds. Okay, it's about money. I don't have the money to go back to class. I don't have the money to pay a music teacher to teach me how to play. Well, we'll talk about that next week as well. So that's what we got going on. So that's your homework assignment. Just give some thoughts to what you want to do and what's stopping you from achieving those goals. Another thing that I wanted to focus on, came across an article that I really thought was very interesting. Now, it's not my intention to just read articles to you, but this was so good that I really thought that it could, that it has a lot to do with where we want to go and where we want to be and everything like that. So I thought it was very, very important. I got this article out of getpocket.com, getpocket.com, a very good article. And it's called The Daily Routine Experts Recommend for Peak Productivity. And this is called the Ivy Lee Method. So back in the early 20th century, 1918, the investor Charles Schwab, you may have heard of this organization, Charles Schwab, he was the president of the Steel Corporation, largest shipbuilder, and he wanted to make sure that his managers and supervisors were operating at the peak level of operation, if you will, right? Being the best that they could be. So what he does is he enlists the help of a businessman whose name was Ivy Lee. And so he goes to Ivy Lee and asks him, you know, give me some recommendations about how I can make my managers, my employees, much more productive in their everyday life. So he creates this method. Ivy Lee creates this method and tells each one of Schwab's executives, right, his managers and businessmen, these simple tasks. And I really thought that these tasks were very simple and very simple and very direct and very to the point. And so we can see and hear the thought process as it unfolds. So here it goes. At the end of each workday, write down the 6 most important things you need to accomplish tomorrow. Do not write down more than 6 tasks. Prioritize those 6 items in order of their true importance. When you arrive at work tomorrow, concentrate only on the first task. Work until the first task is finished before moving on to the second task. Approach the rest of your list in the same fashion. At the end of the day, move any unfinished tasks to a new list of 6 tasks for the following day. Repeat this process every day. May seem very simple, very to the point, but it's really about prioritizing your life. Now, this is obviously for work, but and this can apply whether you're at work and or for play, right? Write down those things that are most important to you that you want to accomplish. Write down 5 or 6. He recommends 6, but let's just say we can write down 5. Write down the 5. Just keep the number simple. Write down 5 of the most important things that you want to accomplish the next day. Important tasks that you want to do, whether it's at your job or whether it's in your own personal life. Write down the most important things that you want to accomplish. Prioritize those things. Once you start at the top of the list, what's most important, do it until you've finished it. Scratch that off, mark it off, then move on to the second. And that's what my challenge is for you to do going forward. I really thought that was very, very profound, very enlightening, and something that we can all focus on, we can all concentrate, and we all can implement right today, right? This doesn't have to be something that's super duper complicated, right? This is something that you can do for today. I think that was very profound. You can look that up, the Ivy Lee method. Once again, that's from getpocket.com. And finally, let me leave you with something that I found to be very, very encouraging. For the next episode that's going to be released of Captain Hunter's podcast, we're going to be interviewing an emergency room doctor. So make sure you guys tune in for that. An emergency room doctor. She's going to talk to us about the importance of us learning BLS, that's basic life support, CPR, how to use a defibrillator. And that's important for us in our everyday life. But as I read his bio, he sent me his bio. It's 2 pages long. All the things that he's done, the schools that he's been through too. And not just about his education, right? So it's not just going to focus on his education, but it's going to focus, his bio focuses a lot on what he does outside. Not only is he a doctor, emergency room doctor, with all the board certifications that he needed to do that, but he also is a high school girls hockey coach. He plays hockey himself. He has been trained in close quarter combat. He is a SWAT team member or former SWAT team member. He teaches basic life support. He teaches at the Waterbury Police Academy SWAT team and routine officers in methods of controlling bleeding so people don't bleed out, gunshot wound victims and things like that. He teaches a number of items and things. He's also interested in rock. He also rock climbs, runs triathlons, interested in woodworking, Taekwondo black belt. You know how long that takes and the discipline it takes to get your black belt? So he's got all these things going on. So my point about that is what is it that's stopping you? This is what we're talking about. What's stopping you from doing these things? He puts his pants on one leg at a time, just like you and I. He admits on the show that he's over 60, so he's got a lot of time and experience behind him, but he's accomplished a lot in his life. When they read his, and I don't mean to be negative in what I'm about to say right now, but when they read his bio, his obituary, if you will, this man has lived life. And so I'm asking you, what stops you from living life? I also remember when I interviewed Judge Shanta Owens, and go back and listen to that episode. Her bio is ridiculous, right? The things that she has accomplished, the women's organizations she has been a part of, not just their law school, right? They're just not just focused on their work, but these are well-rounded people who have taken care of their spirit, if you will. They've also taken care of their body, and they've also taken care of their mind academically. So there's nothing stopping you. So the question about that is what's stopping you? The answer to that is simply nothing. Take it from Judge Shanta Owens. Take it from Dr. Scott White, who I'm going to have on the next episode. Listen to their bios. Read up on their bios. These people started businesses. Scott White has his own home construction business. My point is that you can do it. Don't believe that you can't. Don't believe it's ever too late. Don't believe that you're ever too whatever. I take great issue when people tell me that they're too something. I'm too short. I'm too fat. I'm too ugly. I'm too dark. I'm too light. My hair's too blonde. I'm too this. I'm too that. No, you're just right. And you can accomplish the things that you want to do. I want to play the piano, but people have told me my fingers aren't long enough. I'm too stubby. Don't believe all that kind of nonsense. Go for it. Take it up. Be the best that you can be. Be encouraged. Be the best that you can be. And be encouraged by this episode. Be encouraged by the things that you hear in your local church. Be encouraged by the articles that you read. Be encouraged by everything that's going on. And once again, take it from these two persons. Go back and listen to Judge Shanta Owens and the bio that I read. I also give a website. The Dr. Scott White. I mean, the things that this man has done. You know, as a SWAT team member, trained in close quarter combat, instructor of cardiac medicines, emergency room doctor, has his own home construction business, Taekwondo. The man runs triathlons. So, and he's in his 60s, right? And I actually thought the man was in his 40s when I saw him and when I sat through his training classes. I thought the man was in his 40s. It means over 60. So that's what happens when you take good care of yourself. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. I just really wanted to encourage you. Remember, the homework assignment is what's stopping you. Your homework assignment is what's stopping you from being the best you that you can be. What's stopping you? First, we identify what you want to be, what you want to do. Now we're going to identify what's stopping you. And we'll move on from there. So, and also, as far as that, take the encouragement of Dr. Scott White, Judge Shanta Owens, and any other person whose bio that you've ever read or heard of, and you have been impressed with that, not just their academic achievements. I'm going to focus on that. Not just their academic achievements, but what they've done outside of work, right? Not only is this man an accomplished doctor, right? That's great in and of itself, but he's got his own home business. He's interested in woodworking, rock climbing, running, triathlons. He's taking care of a number of different things. And as I said about Judge Shanta Owens, and I say about Dr. Scott White, when they find time to sleep, well, obviously you got to get out the bed and you got to get up and you got to go to work. You got to get these things done. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Please support the podcast. If you like it, if there's a topic that you want to hear, whether it's about law enforcement and or life coaching and or just encouragement, yes, I am open for business for consulting. Yes, I am open for business for life coaching. So hit me up, cptlhunter@gmail.com and or hunterpoliceconsulting@gmail.com. Those are my email addresses. Please support the podcast through Patreon, Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal. Rate, subscribe, and share, and I will see you next time. Much love and much peace.